Okay, Rosa. The past four shiurim, we've been discussing the issur of hakafas pas harosh. That there's an issur of destroying the pas harosh, and we had one shiur about whether it's only betar or even b'misparayim kein tar. We had another shiur about how many hairs have to be there. We had another shiur about the length of the hairs, and with another shiur, how far down does it go? So we covered all the aspects of that. So today we begin the fascinating topic of the issur of hashchosas pas hazakan. The pasuk says, "Lo sakifu pas roshchem, v'lo hashchis es pas zekenecha." That there's an issur of hakafas pas harosh. And then there's another iser of hashchosos pas hazakan. Now we're going to learn in the Gemara, the future packet, that there are really five different spots on the beard that you can't shave. But I remember years ago when I was in Rav Shechtashir for Makis, so basically he just said, you know, the five spots, different sheets, we don't know where they are, so that's, you know. But Bezer Shem, when we get to that point, we'll go through the different sheetas. So you'll get not necessarily to be matir the other spots, but just to get the Sefer Pasuk Kenecha, he writes that, you know, he didn't make the diagrams to give coolers. It's just that you should get some idea of what's going on. But the point that we want to discuss today is what exactly is the Isser of Hashchosos Pa'azikeinecha. So the Gemara says in Makis the following. The Mishnah says, Einu, on page 3, Chafalaf Amar Aleph, Ve'enu chayiv ha'sheitilenu betar. So you have to destroy the Zokim betar. Because if you're not doing it with a razor, then it's not usher. Pashtus. Meaning, when it came to Peyas Harosh, we paskin against the Rambam that even Misparayim is usher if it's close Kein Tar. And then different opinions what Kein Tar meant. Is it Lachof Rosh or Ikro? Is it what? Is it based on the shiurim and Maseches, neither there, or is a different shiurim. But here, it's only betar. And how do we know? This time of Rav Paz, Zekonim lo yigalechu, yachal afil gilcho b'misparayim, yehi chayiv. You might think that even if you use misparayim, you should be chayiv. Talmud lo ver los hashis. That misparayim, says Rashi, eina mashchis. Whereas if you use scissors, you could cut your beard with scissors. You could shave with scissors. Because scissors is not going to be as close. It's not going to be a hashchas. Scissors is not a hashchas. So scissors is mutter. You need a hashchas. So the Gemara says, but if the only thing you care about is hashchasa, now Malakit Rehitni we'll see today. We discussed in the past that Machlokas Rishonim what it is. Rambam Shita is Malakit Rehitni a tweezers. So if you pluck out a hair with tweezers, so that's Malakit Rehitni according to the Rambam. And Rashi Shita is Malakit Rehitni is what we call a plane. Like Moshe Shapiro pointed out, meaning when they used to shave the wood to make it smooth, they would use this instrument that would make the wood smooth. So if you use that on your face, so you're going to mamish do a hashchasa. Mamish going to do a hashchasa, but yet it's still mutter. Why? Because it's not what? It's not what? It's not giluach. Yachal malachim b'vidyei chayiv. Talmud lomer lo yagalechu. It's not giluach. Now, we have to understand, there'll be future shiurim, understand what does it mean it's not giluach. So what does Rashi say? Giluach sheish b'chazkot derech l'galeach bo mashkis. V'haynu tar. V'hitni mashkis v'ein derech l'galeach bo. V'mesparai m'galchim v'ein mashkisim. So he says like this. Haketzet giluach sheish b'chazkot. So have omer zetar. So in other words, Misparayim is giluach, but it's not hashchasa, because people do cut hairs with Misparayim, but it's not close enough. It's not hashchasa. And Malakia the Rehidni is mamish hashchasa, but it's not derech to do it that way. And we'll have to define it today and in future shiurim, what does that mean? So again, those are the three tools. There's a tar, there's misparayim, and there's a malakia derehidni. So we say that for peyas harosh, so the Rambam Shita is that only tar is also. And we paskin that even misparayim can't tar is also. But for the beard, it's what? It's dafka tar. It's dafka tar, and it's not misparayim, because it's not mashchisin. And then that malakir uhitni, because it's not derech bekach. Not derech bekach. There is a oh. And that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 5. Misparayim is mutter even if it's ke'ein tar. Now this is a fundamental question. What does that mean, misparayim is mutter? We said misparayim is mutter because it's not mashchisim. So what does that mean, afilu ke'ein tar? So one could learn Pshuto, that it means that it could do a close job, but it's not, it's ke'ein tar. You know, it's me'ein, ke'ein, but it's not the real thing. But it's not going to be as qualitatively, misparayim will not do the same job as the razor. And the only, one could say, the only reason misparayim is mutter is because it's lacking in its quality. It's lacking in its quality. But in a chanami, if you could find a situation where you could have some type of misparayim that could really do the same job as tar, or, you know, it's hard to say how far off do you have to be in order to say, oh, this is not hashchasa anymore, this is ke'ein tar. In other words, let me phrase it like this. Normally, what is a tar? Tar is a razor. So razor means you have one blade doing the whole thing. Misparayim, you have two blades are doing it. Neither of them, Alpi Pashtus, is necessarily sharp enough to do it by themselves. Right? In other words, a scissor is not as sharp as a blade, as a razor. So the scissor will only do it because it takes the hair and it gets caught between the two blades, and the pressure that's put on when one blade goes to the other blade, that scissor pressure is what does the cutting. So the question at hand that we have to deal with, is it that the Torah asid tar? In other words, after we have the Yalfusa. So tar is what, so whenever you have one blade, that's aser. Obviously it means that you're doing it close to the skin. If you have one long hair and then you just take a blade here, that's not tar. Tar means it's doing a maisa tar, that it's one blade, which is sharp enough that it's going against the skin, and it's being megaleach. And misparayim, is two blades, which is not. So is it, in other words, the chiluk between one blade and two blades? But theoretically, if I could do just as good a job in misparayim as I could do with a tar, it still would be mutter? Or is it because by tar, by definition, by misparayim rather, it's because it's not doing as good a job? And that's why it's mutter. I mean, the Pashut Pshat Rashi is misparayim is misparayim, not because it's something different about two blades. It's because, well, like Rav Abadi pointed out, by two blades, by definition, it won't get as close. So it could be Homo Hatalia. But the question is how, and that's the way Chazal were Koveya, that if there's one blade, it gets close. If it's two blades, it won't. I mean, there is a line, I don't know if I put it in this packet, in the Prisha. There is a line in the Prisha. Okay, it'll be in a future packet in the Prisha, where it says Ke'ein Tar basically means that it's doing the same thing as Tar. It's doing the same thing as Tar. Yet it's still considered a separate category. Now, the Chasam Sofer makes a famous comment. He makes a famous comment. And he's dealing with the tshuva of the Besamim. Here I gave you the Mar Makom for the Besamim Rosh. Besamim Rosh is the forged Tshuvas HaRosh, what the Chasam Sofer referred to as the Kizvei HaRosh. Right, the Kizvei, called Adam Kozev. This is a forgery. So in the tshuva, he has a discussion where a person has a beard. And he has some problem with the beard, a health problem. It's not pikuach nefesh. And the doctors say he has to get rid of the beard. Okay, so that's the question. So the question that he discusses here, can you get a guy to do it, etc.? So he makes one, and this is the famous comment that he makes. Look on page 10. The line that begins, Goy. Eighth line. Yachal asos hayde goy. In other words, if you want, get a goy to do it, to shave off the beard. But what you should do is tell the guy first to take scissors, and when he takes the scissors, he should cut, you know, very short with the scissors. And you'll cut it with the scissors so it's not, you won't have such a long hair. And one of the shittas is it's kidei, if it's not kidei lock of rosh and likrim, that's not called a hair. And then, so once it's not a hair, it's ki'ilu, he's clean shaven, even though it's still, and the Gemara says in Lama Tess, and it's this, k'dei lokof rosh l'ikrim is the size that it takes for hair to grow for 7 days. And then, so after the hair is cut with misparayim, which is mutter, so then, but cut it close enough, it'll still be mutter, and then take the tar and finish off the job. And that was the Shoel in the Nod of Yehuda had that same Einfall to do with a double shave to be matir. So the Chasam Sofer doesn't like it. On page 11. Again, Herachti b'zeyan b'Nod of Yehuda Simon Pei Shal Harav Ashol Im Kvar Nigzuzu Hasa'oros Hachiyur Zuta. Was if you already cut the hair short, could then you use a razor? Because now it doesn't have a sheer sayer. V'shuv ik ve'hasa'oros ha'nosorim heima ki'ilu einam imutol hashkis ha'nosu batar. V'inei she'ilu zu l'kucha b'kizvei harosh. Right, it's a shtok, you know, this is a forgery. So b'sefer b'sam rosh. So he says, you know, who says that this whole, that there's a shear, right? As we've been discussing, the Rabbi Tuchman was discussing it, others, is there really a shear? Those shiurim from the Mishnah in, from the Mishnah Nida, do they apply here? Though, who says, maybe even a little bit? Then he writes his famous line. And Yosef, im ein kabbalah shiurim kein asfar no to the chayav alav. He says, if you're saying that all those shiurim, how much the shiur is that we have in the Mishnah Nida for other halachas, like you need beisaros, pubic hairs, so how much do they have to be? But who says they apply here? So if they don't, then he thinks anything. And this is his key line. He can swear not to the chayav lov, the retar lo ksiv b'kra, ela lo sashchis. In other words, it doesn't say in the Torah the word tar. It only says lo sashkes. So usually, so as long as you're doing a maisa hashchasa, it's awesome. So he says Chazal amru engiluach sheish ba hashchasa ala batar velo mismarayim. In came a manavsha. He named the saaras and nisharim achar giluach hazug. Havi kemad deleisei. Hare hishchis v'hainu batar. In other words, b'manafshach. He said, in other words, the chasam sofers of the believer that there's nothing special about tar, there's nothing special about misparayim. It's all a din of hashchasa. It's all a din of hashchasa. That's what the Torah says. It says you have to do hashchasa in the way that's derech lasos hashchasa. But you have to do a ma'aseh hashchasa. So theoretically, when you took the sa'aros and you cut them close, so b'manafshach, you can't say you could do it in two stages. You're going to do it once b'misparayim and then once b'tar, and it'll be mutter. Because at the end of the day, you were mashkes. If you weren't mashkes the first time, then you were mashkes the second time. And if you cut it short enough that it's short enough that the second time doesn't count, then the first time was called mashkes. And the only reason why misparayim is mutter is because misparayim is mutter when it's not mashkes. So whatever you consider mashkes. So if you're saying that the misparayim did such a good job, so now when I use the tar, it's okay. So if it did such a good job, then these misparayim were mashkes. So this chasam sofer, as we'll see different people point out, would probably answer all contemporary shaving. Because he's not concerned so much with was it tar, was it not tar, even misparayim, if you cut it short enough, say you did, you have a good shaver, and it's not even kritzas tziporin or whatever, you did a nice, you know, you see people who got a good close shave, there's nothing there, you know, So he would say, who cares whether inside the apparatus it's two things, it's one thing, because you did hashchasa, and you did it in what? In a normal way. You didn't do it, it's not like you took the plane that's used in your shop for the wood, and now your regular shave is not working, so you'll take something from the shop and you put it on your face. You didn't do that. In other words, the shavers of today, it's derech, and it's hashchasa, so lumeila should be asa.
So we're saying you can't
have more than one. Right. There could be more than one. In other words, you could say, meaning that, in other words, there might be more people in the world doing it.
Every non-Jew.
Doing it that way. Well, I don't know if, as like Shemir said to me, I don't know if it's every non-Jew because is the Relco industry was only made for Yidden. So, like someone said to me, so it's still pretty derech, you know. It's not so b'meila. Now, this idea, even though the Chasam Sofer didn't talk about electric shavers, but the first one that, I mean, one of the early sources that discussed the electric shavers was the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachas on page 12. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a riff on places where we don't have a riff, because the riff only wrote on things that are Nogei Elamaisa. So the riff wrote on Brachas and on Shabbos and on Erevin and Psochim, but the other areas in Kodshim, things like Makas, which we don't have Bizman Hazeh, so he didn't write a riff. The riff didn't write a riff, so the Chafetz Chaim wrote a riff and a commentary, etc. And in the bottom of the footnote here, in the Ein Mishpat, Chafetz Chaim wrote, Perish Rashi, Derech, it's a mispronunciation, Derech legaleach bo, umashkis, v'hainu tar. However, hitni mashkis vein derech legaleach bo. V'nei lefi zeh, ha-mashinka ha-chadosha, the Mashinka HaChadosha, the new machines, the new, electric shavers, Shemesaprim Bob, and Mashakorim, all the folk, whatever they call them, Shemegalkim Kitar Mamish, Vetolish Haseir Legamre, Volonisha Mu'umma, right? In other words, they take the hair, there's not nothing left, if not anything. And Misaper Bomez Kano Luchora over a Mashakosu Pas Kamum Loigalech. The Shomer Nafsho Yirchak Mizemaot.
Okay.
Oh, so we'll see. We're going to have a powder, we're going to have a separate powder. Separate thing on powder. Yeah. So we'll do powder. We'll do powder. But we'll wait until we finish this, and then in the next packets there'll be powders. Oh. So this is what the Chafetz Chaim wrote, and so that's what Rabbi Baruch Moskowitz said to me, that Chafetz Chaim is basically saying this idea that it's. It's derech bekach, and it's so it doesn't matter which way, you know, the form of the maisa. It's derech bekach, and it gets the job done like a tar. So that's sort of what we were saying in the words of the Chasam Sofer. And Rav Eliashiv, in the Kovetz Tshuvos on page 13, quotes this Chafetz Chaim. You know, Chafetz Chaim Mashinka, and he writes, "Hine Mashinka asher himtziu bimei Chafetz Chaim kimufnei mei shana, eino bebua de bebua lamechonas hamishchol shabizmaneinu." He said, "Mustama, whatever the Chafetz Chaim they had then." Is not even a shadow of what we have today. Meaning, today we have much better. Today we have much better. V'chein kol ol d'ayinu batuch shachar yashim ashir murgash kol sar v'sar arayu nilka b'yisa tor mamish. Omnam, he says, Shemati shemokon echad b'yushalayim himtzi mechona b'yuchedes she'ein nichad l'hashkis asaros v'adover tor medika. In other words, he's willing to but you know, entertain the possibility that there could be a kosher shaver. But if it's too close, then not. So one could have that opinion that Misparayim Kein Tar is not just a thing like what the Chasam Sof writes. Atu Tar Ksiva Bekra. It's not like there's a pasuk says that Tar is also Misparayim is Mutter. It's Hashchosa. This is the way Chazal understood that this case is Hashchosa, this case is not Hashchosa. But theoretically, if you do, if you have a Misparayim, the Mamish is... It's not just Kein Tar, but it's like you can't mamish a total complete job. So then that's hashchasa. So that's the same thing as a tar, even though lemaisa you did it with the form of misparai.
Is a three-way machlokas in the Gemara about the length of the pace roach? Is that also related to the zakah?
Right. So that's the question. So that's what the Besamim Rosh was assuming, and then the Chasam Sofer was arguing on that, and says that maybe it's not. Maybe as long as there's something there and you mashkas it, so then you did something. Whereas if mamish nothing is there, mamish. But the Chasam Sofer says that even after one day. There's something there. Even if you use cream, the Chafetz Chaim, the Chasam Sofer says, even if you use cream, and then by the next day it's a little stubble, that could be enough to call it a hashchas. Well, so that's what the so the Chafetz Chaim, again, we have to see. Maybe we don't necessarily, as we'll see later, say what the Chofetz Chaim, the machine that he was talking about. Maybe there's another way of learning the Chofetz Chaim, but in terms of the Chasam Sofer, so he writes Beferish that even Misparayim could be Usser if it cuts the hair short enough, and therefore when we would say Misparayim Kein Tar is Mutter, it would mean that you needed to have the hair be longer. So that is the story. Okay, now. So, but Kayadua, people shave. Kayadua. So what are they relying on? So there is a tshuva in the Har Tzvi. On page 14, and really the shita is not completely presented here. We'll see in a future packet that in the Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov by Rav Breish, he has another letter that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote to further clarify the shita, and that is the following. He says the yisod is. He says the yisod is of a tar of being usser versus something being mutter. Is the tar, is this instrument touching the skin or not? If it's touching the skin, that's what a tar is. Just like we said before, if I have a long hair and I use a tar, so no one's going to say, I cut it a long hair and in the middle, oh, you use the tar, because that's ridiculous. That's not a maisa tar. So the question is, so what's the cutoff point? So the Har Tzvi says that as long as it's something mafsik, even something minimal, but it's mafsik, it's not al tzedin chatzitza, but it's a din that since it's mafsik, so that shows that it didn't touch the skin directly, so it's not a as close a shave as a regular tar is. So that's not maisa tar, even if it's one blade. But that's not called tar, as long as something is mafsik. And this was known as the Rav Henkin's heter, and it's known from Rav Tzvi Feser Frank, and Rav Abadi told me as well that he thinks that this is the Iker heter for shaving. It's a lack of hashkasa. In other words, the idea of misparayim, there was, Rav Abadi said to me, what's misparayim? The idea of misparayim, as we'll see, is that you have two blades, two things, and we'll see that, you know, and you're using the top one, right? We'll see, the Truma Sedeshin has a discussion, if the bottom one is very sharp, there's a problem, because you might just use the bottom one and not use the top one, and your misparayim will really bad some be a tar. That's looking at the Truma Sedeshin, the famous Truma Sedeshin, quoted in the Ramah. Page 7. Is there a problem with cutting your beard with scissors? He says, Yiradish Mokam Lahachmir, Shayna Olam Nisarim Bidavar. He says, there could be Mokam Lahachmir. Because of Gilead Tosis, Yesh Sarm Shem Saprim. Whereas when you cut with scissors, you should make sure that the bottom scissor is stagnant and the top scissor is what's doing the moving. Because we're afraid that if you use the bottom one, so maybe you're only doing it with the bottom one. V'nei kashim el dios nizah b'zeh. So you should use the top one. Omrim nira denochon lizoya shalo yisapir pasakam misparayim shu chadud mod. So therefore he says, you shouldn't use very sharp scissors, because then, if you can use very sharp scissors, that the scissor blades are razor sharp, then there will be a chashash that you're going to move the bottom one. You're going to do a maisa tar because it's directly to the face. Aval meinu chadud, but if it's not so sharp, yefshal lachtok b'li divuk ha'elyon, so then it would be okay. So basically, like Rav Abadi said to me, using scissors is in fact having this hefsek, because the top blade is what's catching it on the bottom, so it's between the top, the hair gets caught between the top and the bottom, so that's what this parayim is, that it's not getting to the face itself. So that's what Rav Abadi said to me, that kishem, that misparayim is mutter, that's gufa why. The misparayim is mutter because it's not directly on the face, misparayim. And taka the misparayim that would be directly, you know, that would have a sharp bottom blade, would taka be asr. So mamela, hu hadinami, anytime you have a shaver that there's something being mafsik between the skin and the apparatus that's cutting the hair, doesn't necessarily matter whether it's two things, a scissor action or not a scissor action, it would be mutter. And according to this, like Rav Abadi said, well, shavers would be mutter. And the only issue would be if you have a shaver, like Rav David Feinstein was concerned by the shavers that have the foil, you know, those round, you know, the that have the foil, that sometimes the foil itself could be sharp, and the foil is going on the skin. So then if that's super sharp, then as Rabbi Maskowitz told me from Rabbi David, and I heard from Rabbi Meir Friedman, B'shem Rabbi David Feinstein as well, so that could be a real problem, a real potential issue. because then you don't have the you don't have this heter. So this is the heter of again what's written down from Rav Henke, from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. It said the name Rav Henke, Rav Abadi told me this as well. So this is so then. So basically, according to this, all shavas would be mutter, unless there's some chashash that it's actually touching the face. But if we could just get that mitzvah that's not touching the face, so we don't care how sharp the blades are, it doesn't matter. This sharp, that sharp, doesn't matter. It's not touching the face. It's mutter. If you have a chashash, it's touching the face, then that becomes a shayla.
So all these poskim are saying not like this shear.
Right. In other words, they're assuming that once there's a hefsek, so it's going to be mutter, right? So they're not necessarily working with the shear. However, Rav Moshe had a different approach to the head of Shayla. Rav Moshe had a different approach. And it's quoted here, and perhaps other places, by Rav Michal Sherkin in the next piece in Megid Givos Olam, page 15. In column 3, he writes, Shehayisi bochor tzoir, rov tzibur shomrei Torah gilchos kana b'mechonet kiluach. He said, when I was a kid, most people were clean shaven with electric shavings. Haposeg hagon Rav Yosef Elio Henkin Zatzal, lachem mitirozos mishum sheyesh chatzitza. Again, it's not al tzilchas chatzitza, but it's the way we explained before that any time there's a chatzitza, so that's not. That's not tarts. That's misparayim. That's already a din misparayim. Even though it's not necessarily, like Ramadi said, not necessarily having two things, but if there's a chatzitza, so that's already has the same, like Ramadi said, same status of misparayim. Meila eza choshev hashchasas hazalcha. Uremes yicholim lahargish as a hevdel ben givur shal tar and givur hodei mechon. And then he quotes the what you said, Rabbi Tachman. Shabbat b'shem Maran Agrach, Shomer sheish machlokes binin seyak kedei lachof rosh leikru kedei shel yachashav chashas. So Maran Agrach dafki b'nodzei v'chem yisone. Aval kan lo kosev seyak kan kosev yachash chasam kol shikol lahargish v'sas. So right, and that works in exactly what you said. We pi agrid, we Boston. However, ulam hagor Rav Moshe Zatzal lo somach. Al heter zeh bilvad. In other words, maybe he used it also, but he didn't. This wasn't his main point or only point. Elahitir mitam acher legamer, and that is because the Rambam causes of shirak tar osur sakin shechotech aval derech moshol. Im tikach shtei kosos, if you'll take two glasses and you'll put a hair between the two glasses and you'll rub the two glasses until the hair is like pulverized and it gets cut up. So that's not a maisetar. There was Rav Moshe learned that once there's the alfusa of tar, then it has to be ba'ofen shaltar, the hainu one motion, not two things rubbing against each other, and that's what it is. So therefore, so that's what they said in those days in the factory of Remington. Kshekosul hem she yitaru eich ovedas hamachora gluch shalhem. In other words, if you have Maisa Misparayim means that there are two things working together, a joint effort. And basically the two things are getting the hair cut in between, and that's what it is. But if you just have one thing, a Maisa Tar, that would be a problem. Then he says, he kvar noda la chovetz chayim b'likute halachas oser sabachona. So he says, ulam lachar iyan nira de ain't stira bein divrei chovetz chayim l'divrei hagram. So he wants to say that maybe there's no stira. The pam sha'alti sagram hechu matir mechonis giluach. He wants to ask, Rav Michal Sharkin said, he wants to ask Rav Moshe, how is he matir electric shavers? But what about Rashid Makas says that Rehitni is mashchis vein derech lagaleach. Mashmud ilu haya derech lagaleach im Rehitni haya oser kamalachit. Mashlachor ein zed sakin. In kain lama mechonis giluach mutar haya derech lagaleach bo. In other words, Malachit Rehitni would have been, it's mashchis, but it's not derech. But here you have something that maybe is mashchis and is derech, so it should be oser. So Rav Moshe says, Omerli hagon Rav Moshe zatzal betkifus shezelo apshat berashi shom. What's pshat? So now he's saying pshat, what he thinks Rav Moshe says. V'nira b'kanavoso d'bemis l'olam giluach hayin lach toch hasa'aros. That the definition of giluach is to cut a hair, not to grind it with two things. To cut, like when you cut a challah, you cut with one knife. You cut with one instrument. That's what giluach is. Of course, it has to be close by. Again, it can't be a long hair. You just, that's, you know. Oh, so what does Rashi mean when he says that if Malachi Perihidni would have been the derech, it would have been Aser? So he says that Rashi is Lishitoso. That Rashi holds in Masechta Shabbos that the definition of Malachi Perihidni is what? Plaita, the plane. In other words, it's basically a tar which is used on a piece of wood. But it's still the same maisa of one blade. It's just it's used by wood. So it's not used on your head, this particular apparatus. And that's what Rashi means to say. So the only thing missing on the Malachi and Rehitni is that it's not derech. But if it would have been derech, it would have been oser. Why? Because his lishitoso that holds that all you need is one atar, and it has to be derech b'kach, and then it'll become oser. Ulam, page 16, the Perish HaMishnayis La Rambam, but the Perish HaMishnayis Makas, and I put both the Rashi and the Rambam in the next two pages in the packet. Pierce the Malachi and who Melkachayim, that's a tweezer. Hatolish rainbow giluach. So according to the Rambam, there was. You don't have to say that it's giluach, but it's, the Rashi says Malachi Rehitni is giluach, but it's not derech bekach. That's only he's explaining Rav Moshe. That's only because Rashi Lishitoso understands that Malachi Rehitni is basically a razor. It's just a razor that's used on wood. So therefore, he said, but if you use a, if it would have been derech b'kach, it would have been awesome. However, the Rambam doesn't have to come on to that, because according to the Rambam, Malachi and Rehitni is not, it does hashchasa, but it's not a maisa giluach at all. It's not just pshat that it's ein derech l'galeach bo. So therefore, he writes, the next paragraph, ul'fiz nira de divrei chavetz chaim, in other words, it could be that those things that the Chafetz Chaim asserted were things that had sharp knives that were doing it derech giluach, not misparayim. And so it was a maisa giluach. So it doesn't matter, like Rav Yashiv said, well, mistomar shavers are better than the ones that the Chofetz Chaim already was mefakbek on. Yeah, but it could be, doesn't matter. That was not like the approach of the of the Chasam Sofer atu tark sivu. Yes, tark sivu. It doesn't say, but once you have the drosha, it's tark sivu. The opposite of Chasam Sofer. Tark sivu. So tar the Torah acid, and misparayim the Torah matid, and mimela, if it's a tar, so the ones in Chafetz Chaim acid could be that they were just sakinim. In other words, they were different blades that worked on their own with one with my sitar. So and misparayim is not a mice. It's a. Right, it's not. Right, in other words, the Gemara says that Misparayim is Derech. The Gemara says, let's take a look again. Yeah, Ilo Tashi Yechon. Yechol feel gilchum misparayim hechayev talmud loma los hashkes. So the Gemara says that it's not hashkasa. It's not hashkasa. And by Malachi the Rehidni, it says talmud loma lo yigalechum. So by Malachi and Rehidni it says Lo Yigalechu. So Mimela, so it's not Kiluch. But by Tari says it's not Hashkasa. But in the end of the day, what's the drasha? The drasha is you need. In other words, maybe once you have the maskana that it's Daf Katar, so it needs Daf Katar. And that's the. But I want to think about it some more. So that's as you saw. So that's what I heard from Rav Baruch Moskowitz, that Rav David Feinstein didn't go for subscribe to the Rav Tzvi Feis at Frank Mahalach. That because he felt that the shaves that we have today could be close enough, but yet. The Yisod HaHeter is only based on this idea, whether it's done by one thing, one kli, and that's tar, or it's done by two things. Sometimes it's done by two things that the razor, that the blade is not so sharp, so the hair is caught against the screen, and then once the blade comes, which can't do the job on its own. We'll make a chutfis between the screen and the blade, and then you'll have a maisa misparayim. And that was, and my friend David Schwartz wrote once an article in the RJJ Journal about this as well, discussing Ramosha Shita, that was the criterion that he subscribed to. So, Shehoyu Boim Lusholas Agram, Al Machonis Giluach, Hanoa Kayadu Lahasir Mixiv Litcho Getsbo Al Hasakin Shomachoni, which check it. Because for him, that was what was important. Is there a possibility that the knife inside is doing it on its own, not Beshutfus with the screen? And then it would be misprime. But according to the other Rabbanim, the Rav Tzvi Feis of Frank, Rav Henkin, Rav Abadi, that approach, so it doesn't matter how sharp it is, as long as there's a Dover Mafsik, that's going to be mutter. Then he writes two curious comments here at the end of the piece. He says, Shamati Shemash Agram. How come Rav Moshe never printed a tshuva in Igros Moshe about this? So Shemati that he didn't want to write it because the way it says here, because he says he still thought a Jew should have a beard, even though it's okay. That's one thing. And then he says, "Is there tzad to be machmir, not like his heter?" And then he writes a funny comment. No one's going to say you can't cut the challah on Shabbos. Okay, whatever that is. But that's the. Oh, now if you want to see the Rashi and the Rambam about Malachit or Hidni, so the Rashi is here on Shabbos Tzadi Zayin Amr Aleph, where he writes Plan Yabalaz, Heim Shnei Govani Kehil Sheheitz Ubarzel, etc. And then the Rambam is in the Perish Mishnah is here on the next page. On page 18. Hitni Kli Barzel Misharis Asir Vitolish Aso Beikaro. In other words, things that pluck out. Oh, so two more points I want to make here. So there is a discussion, there's these articles, very nice halacha articles that Halacha Brura puts out on different things. So they have a thing on Kosher Shaver, you could read it. So he discusses these approaches. So he discusses the old shayla of the lift and cut, the Relko lift and cut shaver. So the kitzer, the Relko lift and cut shaver, the way it's supposed to work is that there are multiple blades. This blade, the first blade is supposed to, there's a picture here on page, here's the picture. We have it here. Oh, or the phone. What? 30. In other words, you have the lift blade and the cut blade. The two blades, the lift and the cut. So the lift is a sharp blade, and it's supposed to like get tangled in the hair. It like makes a little dent in the hair, and it pulls it up. So once it pulls it up, the second blade goes around and does the cutting. So this became a source of discussion. So the way it's presented in here, in this article, that it could be a problem both, according to both shitas. Whereas according to the Rav Henkin shita, maybe it'll be a problem because if it pulls it up, it mamish could touch the skin while it's cutting, and then it wouldn't have the chatzitza. And according to the other approach, so this I heard from Rav Baruch Moskowitz explaining Rav David Feinstein's approach, and that is that Rav David Feinstein's approach is that the lift blade is the problematic one, because who says it's really lifting? Maybe it's the first blade, so maybe it's going so quickly it's actually cutting the hair, and that blade perhaps is sharp enough to cut on its own without a shutfus with the screen. And Mimela, and that's the only thing that counts according to Rav Moshe, whether it cuts on its own or it cuts b'shutfus. So Mimela, Rav David was worried about that. He wasn't, like Rabbi Maskew said to me, it wasn't like it was a vados for him, but at least a suffix that maybe it's going so quickly that the first blade in the series of multiple blades, many multiple blades, so the lift one cut first, instead of lifting, cut, and cut on its own, and therefore would be tar and not misparayim. So it could be that it's a shaila according to both approaches. So again, so if you hold that, and Rav Abadi told me he wasn't. Rav Abadi works with the Rav Henkin approach, so, and he wasn't convinced that it really picks it up and gets so whatever. But so there is so in the koshershaver.com thing is tells you you can use the lift and cut shaver provided you remove the lift blades. And that I was on the Lower East Side in the Bondi store where they sell different electronics, and they said anyone who would like to come, you know, to buy a shaver there, they would take out the problematic. And then, so to this current day, that's the basically the only shaver that Rav David Feinstein will allow is the lift and cut, removing the lift apparatus. So this way, because the cut blade is not apparently sharp enough to have a chashash that it's doing it on its own. So if you just have the cut blade, then it'll only work based on the fact that the hair is getting surrounded by the cut blade on one hand and the screen on the other hand, and then it cuts, and that's misparai. And that's why Reb David Feinstein used to be Matir, the Windmere shaver. I bought a Windmere shaver in its day, but there's no Windmere shavers to be found anymore. I mean, at least they don't make them. Maybe someone can get it on, and the triple head Conair also. This I bought also, Reb David said, I guess after my Windmere no longer was, then I got a triple head Conair, which also they don't make anymore. Because I guess Reb David found that those blades were not so sharp, and it was a vadai that it was not cutting with the blade alone. But all the other shavers, Reb David was mistopic that there's a hashash that they're cutting alone. And so it's a maisa tar, not a maisa misparai. Masha Enkein, if you hold like the other poskim, like Rav Henkin of Sifrei Frank and others, so the only as long so again it doesn't matter the sharpness. All that matters is to make sure that there's a chatzitza between the whatever apparatus is using, even if it's just a sharp blade on its own right. But if there's something mafsik, so then that's not tar anymore. That's not tar. And Rav David Feinstein felt that no, that as Rav Moskowitz said to me, that the shaves we have enough today are close enough, and the only thing that will be makel is the fact that it's a maisa of misparayim and not a maisa tar, similar to the prisha, as they point out, that says that I didn't have it in this packet, but we'll see in a future packet that. Misparayim ke ain't tar, that's mutter for a zakan, is even if it's mamish what the tar accomplishes. And yet, it's, so even if you have this close, like a close shave, like Ravadi said to me, but if. So Ravadi says it's totally on whether it's a chatzitza. Rav David is working with this approach of Rav Moshe, that's totally on that. So according to Rav David, the only thing that he's. Again, he's not saying it necessarily with Torah's Vada in every. Thing, but at least we day chashash day sveika lo nafka, and that was the only one he was willing to. Bizman hazeh, I myself spoke to him about it, and that's the only one today that I assume as the years progress, they're going to have even more. They're going to the technology will get advanced and advanced and advanced and. And then, so it could be. Then it'll be totally on which heter you hold by to know whether the heter still applies. In other words, these are two different funds. There's the school of thought like the Chasam Sofer, and there's another approach to Asher Shavers as well. We'll get to, but like the Chasam Sofer, maybe the Chofetz Chaim, perhaps like Rabbi Maskus was explaining to Asher Shaving Bechlal, and with the Matirim of the electric shavers, you have that. The two different approaches. of why. There's another article here by Rav Shapsi Rappaport. This is Rabbi. We're going to conclude in a minute. That's Rabbi Tendler's son-in-law from Eretz Yisrael, where he has another approach. He also seems to say that the lift and cut might need two things for it to work, but he has a word from the Ksava Kabbalah. We'll see inside that maybe Gilua, and we'll see other people have this Yisod and how it plays out. That maybe Gilua means when you have something sharp that can remove many hairs at a time. And that's maybe an integral part of what Giluach is. And therefore these shavers don't do that, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem, coupled with the fact that maybe there's a dual action going on. But you can read this article as well. But these Rebos are the... And then there's another approach that's in the article here that's quoted from Rev. Reuven Feinstein, which is a big kiddush, and that is to say that maybe that part of the dintar is derech lekalech, as we saw in Rashi, but that's maybe only if it's the prime shaker. The prime way of doing giluach is using a razor. So on page 29, it says that the possibility, they quote from Rav Reuven Feinstein, Rav Tuchman said over from Rav Reuven Feinstein, that since the shavers are not the prime, most people who shave are using the razors, and you check the whole globe, the whole Goyishe Welt included. So therefore so anything that's second place is already not Derech L'Galeach. So then he writes, for argument's sake, and I can't believe anyone would paskin like this, if the reality would change. He says, if for argument's sake the general custom would change and people would only use shavers, even if they desired a very close shave, razors would be permitted and shavers would be forbidden. So I don't know. It's a nice idea in theory, but I can't believe anyone, if the day ever came, that anyone would really paskin this way. But it's an interesting idea. One could argue and say that you could say a lot of different things. But one way you could say is that as long as you still have millions of people using the shavers, so that's also called derech, even though there could be many more using. If you've managed something that, like the Rahitni, when no one used to do that, I mean, who's going to mind going to take his tools from the shop and start putting on his face? So that was like, if 10 million people use the razors and 2 million use that, I don't know if that's called Ein Derech Picasso. I'm not necessarily convinced. What one could say, Pshat, is, I was thinking about this, is that when the Torah speaks of something, the Torah speaks of Basar Rov. Rav Shechter wrote a whole piece about that. That's why the Ramban writes in Brachas that he has a kasha. Why does Kriyishma, we say, to the third hour, because the Malachim are still sleeping to the third hour. Why are we following Halacha based on the Malachim? Everyone else gets up early. The Malachim can stay in bed till 9 o'clock, but why we cover? So that the Ramban says is because the Torah says B'loshen Yachid B'shach B'chov B'kumecha. So the Torah over there tells us there you follow the Yechidim as well. But as Rav Shechter pointed out, the inference is that normally you follow the Rov. So maybe this is the when the Torah's defining what Derech, maybe the Torah speaks B'Basar Rov, perhaps. It's an idea, but again, I don't think anyone really, if push comes to shove, would actually. But it's another sniff. Okay, so this is a very fundamental shiur today that we discussed about what the yisodas are of shaving. And I'm sorry, I'm a little bit over. You'll ask after. Okay, we'll dive in a minute.